Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way you win. It's the only way we all win, frankly. When you become part of the solution, when you know what you're talking about, things get good for all of us. No joke. Not playing around, not having fun with you. But for real. You know, I don't know how I'm going to do this without cracking up. Remember Al Gore? Yeah, I know you do, but you know, here's a guy that claimed the world was coming to an end in a relatively short period of time. Come on, honestly, in a relatively short period of time. And you have to sit, I don't care who you are, you have to sit there and go, okay, if this guy was your stockbroker, you know my favorite thing, right? Would you still use him? He has missed every single prediction. Come on, let's be honest about it. Every single prediction that he's come out with, just like the other boneheads in the late 60s, early 70s, who, what was it, the inventors of Earth Day? You can't tell me for one second they weren't sitting around talking about how much money they were going to make off of this. Anyway, so Al Gore comes out. And he makes an outrageous, and I mean an outrageous comment about the killing in Texas. Which frankly, it just, I don't even know why you guys put up with it. I really don't. It ain't right. It's not fair. Take a listen. Maybe. If it works.
You know, the climate deniers are really, in some ways, similar to all of those almost 400 law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, who were waiting outside an unlocked door.
Were there 400 officers waiting outside that door? I'm just asking. I wasn't aware.
While the children were being massacred, they heard the screams, they heard the gunshots, and nobody stepped forward. And God bless those families who've suffered so much. And law enforcement officials tell us that's not typical of what law enforcement usually does. And confronted with this global emergency, what we're doing with our inaction and failing to walk through the door and stop the killing is not typical of what we are capable of as human beings. We do have the solutions. And I think these extreme events that are getting steadily worse and more severe are really beginning to change minds. We have to have unity as a nation to come together and stop making this a political football. It shouldn't be a partisan issue.
Yeah, there's only one problem, Al. You're always wrong, and you're always lying. This is nothing more than another cycle. I grew up in the 70s. This time, instead of the heat, it was the cold. right? So nothing changes. Nothing's different. Now, if I can't get to this whole thing, I'll just we'll play it into the next segment. But here's Al Gore again. Again, not being able to get it right. Right? I'm not trying to bag on the guy, but I would bag on anybody that keep coming up, you know, in the Old Testament. You keep missing these things, you got stoned. It wasn't that hard.
For a TV, the world.
Okay, let's see. Come on, come on, come on. You can do this. Any day now. I know. You know what? I know silence on the radio is bad, but take a listen. This is Al Gore, December 14th.
It's hard to capture the astonishment that the experts in the science of ice felt when they saw this minimum in 2005, which meant that the amount of ice that had melted, it's been roughly the size of the continental United States, minus an area roughly the size of Arizona. Nothing against Arizona. But the amount that melted in 2005 was equivalent to an area covering everything east of the Mississippi River in the United States. Then, when the real shock to the scientists came, was in 2007, when this happened. And their phrase was, it fell off a cliff. And then the extra amount that melted was this much. Now, this covers the area of ice. It does not cover the volume of the ice. And Bob Correll referred to this. The U.S. Naval Postgraduate School has a team that integrates.
I'm sorry to make you crazy with this, because he's making me nuts. It's another minute long. But you have to hear all his comments so I can rip them up.
The U.S. Navy's nuclear submarines that go under the ice cap and satellite measurements that are calibrated to work with it. And based on that, they said actually 2008 had a smaller minimum, probably, than 2007. And these are figures that are fresh. I don't know if they've been, I don't know when they were released, but I just got them yesterday. From Dr. Vashlav Maslowski at the Naval Postgraduate School, and this is the volumetric record of the ice. And some of the models suggest to Dr. Maslowski that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Metal Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's all I ask you to do. Simply be part of the solution. All right. So, you know, Al Gore called the science deniers, climate deniers, no better than the Uvalde police that did not go in to save those kids. All this stuff is happening around you, and you deny it. You're no better than they are. And I'm thinking, there've been major climate shifts since I was a kid. I'm thinking that, you know, one of the reasons I moved to California was the two back-to-back blizzards we had in Boston. I think it was 78, 79. We had snow drifts that were hitting the second floor of some of these apartment buildings. The freeways were so covered over, you couldn't even see the cars. The Army Corps of Engineers had to come in and do something about it. So we've seen these cycles. Well, some of us have. The younger folks haven't, so they're petrified by this line of garbage. And what are they afraid of? Why can't they tell the truth? What is the problem with it? So here's Al Gore telling you how there will be no more ice left, or ice caps left, in Antarctica. Take a listen. You got to hear this. Because I'm going to show you how the left covers for itself.
Dr. Maslowski, that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
Within the next 5 to 7 years. Okay, now this is back, I knew I was going to do this. I can't remember when this was. This was back, come on, give me a year, people. Maybe it was 09. Somewhere around there. And if that's the case, shouldn't they be gone by now? See, not one of the predictions they've ever come up with has actually come true. Not one. But I think, let's go on.
Bob used a figure of 2030. And the volumetric analysis leads this Dr. Maslowski to make that projection. We will find out.
So here's what I love about this. I decided to do a little of my own investigative reporting, which wasn't much, let me tell you. Because I went into a couple different areas and I went to look and see what it is, what it was, what it is. What it is. What he was talking about. Right? And where he got his numbers and all this stuff that you and I both hear on a regular basis. And so as I went in and started checking out the fact checkers on Mr. Gore, it all becomes pretty amusing. No, seriously, it does. And here's why. Now, you just heard in his own words what he said, right? I'm not embellishing. This is what he said. And so here's what we got. In Reuters, you see the title, Fact Check Al Gore Did Not Predict Ice Cap Melting by 2013. Not true, you just heard he did it. Fact checking again claims that Al Gore said all Arctic ice would be melted by the summer of 2013. Snopes said, did Al Gore really predict Earth's ice caps would melt by 2014? Notice that they're adding words, they're adding phrases to it so they can say, no, that's not what he said. He did not say all of Earth's ice caps would melt by 2014. Right? Al Gore said, now NPR says that Al Gore slips on the Arctic ice, misstates scientific forecast. No, he lied about it. He didn't misstate it. And 10 years before that, Al Gore, he predicted the North Pole would be snow-free, ice-free. So, you know, you've got all this stuff happening. Now you got the one article states that the Arctic ice cap grew the same year Al Gore predicted it would be gone. Satellite photos. They show us the summer ice cap is thicker than it's been in years. 7 years after Al Gore's warning that it was all going away, it was actually getting thicker. It never stops. And yet you people keep believing him. You keep buying tickets to his misinformed movies. And this is how they do it. They keep telling the lie over and over again. They keep pushing you in the direction they want you to go, and you buy into it. Not you, not my listeners. You guys are pretty astute. But they buy into it. Another article publishes Al Gore blasted his climate shock jock after his latest global warming comparison, the one I was telling you about. Right? And they do it with a straight face. That's the scary thing about it. Winston Churchill, he said, aroused this nation in heroic fashion to save civilization in World War II. We have everything we need except political will, but political will is a renewable source, Gore said. Well, it's stupid. It's all stupid. What do you mean political? You need scientific fact, too, Al. Why do you get to spend all my tax dollars and everybody else's on something you believe to be true but can't prove? Just amazing. It never stops with these people. And we keep letting them get away with it. That's the biggest problem. You guys keep letting me. You know, get yourself. Y'all have one or two or three of those friends that are like eco-freaks. And as a Christian man, yes, we're supposed to take care of the planet. We're not supposed to abuse God's gifts in any way. But we don't lie to people to get them to do things. Right? You know, they don't want me to eat beef because they don't like the cows have gas. Right? And I can't have air conditioning because people in Europe don't have air conditioning. Yeah, and I mean, the contradictions when you listen to them speak. Wouldn't you love to be able to be at one of these events and go, whoa, whoa, stop. How do you charge the electric car? Oh, that's easy. You just, you know, we'll figure out the solar panels you need on your house to be a, no. No, we already know if you do the equations, you know that the solar panels cannot run the house, charge the car, and do everything else. You still need some help there. Where does the power come from to charge the car? Help me out. They can't answer you because they figure everybody's just going to swallow it. Come and see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, this is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House. Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzia, your host. I'm sorry. I got caught up in reading something. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I look at it, I understand. This stuff is crazy. And it's hard to keep up with. Right? So I get it. Talking about Al Gore and him selling you a bill of goods, for all intents and purposes, a useless bill of goods. You know, nobody wants to destroy the planet. Nobody sets out to wanting to destroy the planet. But it's like everything else. If you're going to give us information, if you want us to come alongside, if you want us to do the right thing, then tell us the truth. You never do. I don't care what it is, whether it's a pandemic or anything else. You don't tell the truth, and that's what makes it hard to believe you. Right? I mean, God, this goes on and on and on and on. So where was I? Oh, yeah. They don't, you know, come on. They don't want to eat beef. They don't like the cows have gas. Right? And I mean, all the stuff we see happen here in California. Go electric, go electric, go electric. Cars, gardening tools, a whole nine yards. Oh, by the way, the grid can't handle it. So please, only charge your cars unless you have to. You mean unless I have a job and have to get to work to it every day? You mean that kind of have to? I just find it interesting. I mean, and truly, you're looking at people that maybe not running their whole house air conditioner. They're going out. Their portable air conditioners are selling like crazy. Window units selling like crazy. Why? Because they're cheaper to run. And you don't have to heat up the whole house. You don't have to cool down the whole house. Seriously. Think about something. 6% of United Kingdom and Germany combined have AC units in them. Give that some thought. What, does it get hot there? It's just crazy, right? So this Gore climate thing, what are we supposed to, go? I mean, I want to see these guys start to give up. I want to see these guys do what they're asking us to do first. Do it by example. Show us the right way to do it. Stop flying around in one of the most expensive planes that you could possibly have to. Right? Seriously. And it, what was it? I had read, and that was at the Nashville magazine, a Nashville paper, that Al Gore's house uses as much energy as like six of the surrounding towns. I'm sure he's working hard, huh? To make it right? I mean, come on. Why wouldn't he? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, second one of these mayors. First it was the D.C. mayor. Now it's the mayor in New York City. Adams finally admits that New York schools, their health care, has been inundated by the migrant influx. But he blames, check this out, this is, tell you, the party of non-responsibility. They can't see it right in front of their faces. They blame the callousness of the border states. It's all the fault of the border states. For what? Why? Because they're dumping them there? Is that why? Maybe the federal government should. Maybe it should be equal. Right? You get a percentage of the illegal immigrants that they're dropping off. Make it equal, like the percentage of where New York has a larger population. Then they get a larger portion of what's coming over the border. What do you think? I like it. Eric Adams had to admit Sunday that public schools, healthcare systems, and infrastructure are going to be inundated with the influx of migrants. As illegal immigrants and other migrants arriving in the Big Apple on buses from southern border states, they're stretching the city's homeless shelters thin. Adams implored that all New Yorkers must welcome and fall in line with the city's plans to house the influx of people, saying everyone's block is going to be impacted by this. What do you mean, welcoming them into your, sleeping in the streets? Welcome them into your home? Right? Welcome them into your bodega? I mean, I don't know, I'm just asking. We're looking at the potential of emergency shelters and hotels and other facilities. We want to get our faith-based communities involved. If there were an all-hands-on-deck moment, this is it. Isn't it funny? No care in the world for what was happening in the small border towns in Texas. Right? Nobody cared. Was it a big deal? No problem. But now that it's affecting their cities, they're seeing it, they're feeling it, they're dealing with it. It's just amazing. Our system was inundated with those who were seeking shelter because of the callousness of the states that pushed them out. We're here. We're reaching them. And everyone's going to have to be on board, Adam said. We can't have the historic, I believe they should be housed, but don't house them on our block. Everyone's, well, listen, he lives in a very nice house. He should be the first to reach out and say, come on down to my block. Come on down to my street. I've had the sidewalks cleaned. A fresh place for you to unload, if you would. Not a problem. We have to add our advocacy with our ability to help our neighbors. We need everyone on board with this, the mayor said, because as I stated last week, our schools are going to be impacted. Our healthcare system is going to be impacted. Our infrastructure is going to be impacted. Look at, once those parents start seeing what those kids are being taught at school, and they're going to head back to Honduras or Mexico or wherever they came from. Right? He said, we're going to be willing to do our job. We're going to do our job. We're going to need all New Yorkers to be with us. Including the ones that don't have homes. Including the ones that are struggling to make ends meet. So the press conference was hosted by the mayor and the New York City Health and Hospitals. They want to announce the latest launch of the new student loan forgiveness program for behavioral health providers. Just amazing. No, really, think about it. Just amazing, right? So let's go ahead and let's take the tax dollars and let's make sure that people who took loans out to go to school don't have to pay them. I wish my wife would get her money back plus interest. Just amazing. I don't even know where to go with this. There's a couple now mayors that have opened their mouths and said, you know, hey, you got to stop doing this. We can't take it. It's costing us a lot of money. But never a word for those down south. Never a word for those in Florida. Never a word for those in well, Georgia doesn't seem to give a crud. It's just amazing. And not only when you let them in, do you have to take care of them? They have to learn some semblance of English, do they not? See, I said it once before. They want to come here, immerse them in English classes. Immerse them in cultural classes. Right? Make them do something for the privilege of living here. Yes, it is a privilege of living here. Okay, I mean, if you're born here, man, you got it going on. But if you want to come here to live here, could you at least have the courtesy? You know, at least have the care, at least to have the understanding, the respect for the country you want to come to. Learn the language. Learn the culture. Learn the nuances. You're all walking up from God knows where. You get all that new equipment. You all got cell phones in your hand. Play something that'll encourage you, enlighten you, give you a clue. Just learning the future of the car industry, the American car industry, is grim. You look at stock prices and you really freak out. GM share prices dropped 40% this year. And Ford's pretty close to that. Now, Ford's way ahead on the electric vehicle market. But it's not helping. People have no money. What don't these guys get? I don't even have a degree. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best interest. Entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
Come on, great stuff, right? Joe Messenger, host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Right? Find out what's going on. Learn how to deal with it. Learn how to speak to it. And I'll give you a lot of orders all at once. I got it. There's just so much happening there. Right? Anyway. I really do. Look, somebody just sent me a note about that last story I did. The one with Adams, who admitted that New York City schools, their health care is inundated by migrant influx. I guess I said something along the lines of, you know, some of them come here because they want to work. Some of them come here because they love the country. Some of them come here. Yeah. Are you, for you to think that every one of these people coming over for the purest reasons shows you how maybe you're not that sharp. Not every person coming up here is coming up here for the right reasons, which we have found because of the manpower that we have, the little that we have found that have come over looking to do harm to this country, to this people. We catch them with bags and bags of fentanyl. You really think they're coming here because they love this place? There are bad people in every group. Get over yourself. I mean that sincerely. Just get over yourself. This is ridiculous. Where was I? Let's see if you guys were really paying attention. Oh, yeah, right, GM. So GM and Ford both are having issues this year, which is not unexpected. I mean, do you think? When you look at the market, who can afford what? Used cars are selling for a boatload of money over the new car, over their value. That does not help with the new car sales, believe me. But, you know, think about something. Ford and GM, they've got, Tesla's got years on these guys. You know, Tesla's in a second or third round of some of the, you know, some, I don't much care for them, but for some of the better electric cars out there. How they operate, what they do. So, GM and Ford have got a long way to go to catch up. You know, what's really funny is that I watched, I know I'm a documentary now, what do you want from me? I watched a documentary about Henry Ford. And I don't want to go into the controversial stuff about him, but it was interesting that the car that he always wanted to make, right, the way he went about making the car and the ideas he threw into it, came about from watching what was going on the farm. He wanted the Ford, you know, the first car that he came up with to make sure that that car could be adapted to do things like chop wood, attach a pump to it so it could pump water, all kinds of things that we would never, ever even consider having a car do today. But he's looking at stuff in a practical manner. If I want the average Joe to have one of these cars, especially farm people or people who need to use it, In almost any manner, to be able to go down the streets of streets, my butt, roads that really weren't even roads. They were, you know, they were roadways for carriages. So he had to design a car that would be able to go through all that, go through the backwoods of the country. That was his heart. That was his what he wanted. But when some of the other car companies came into effect, that he started making them more luxurious cars in his mind, he finally had to break down and do it. I mean, the Model T was his baby. So, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to say anymore. Go watch it yourself. It was quite interesting in the way he figured things out and marketed things and came about things. Anyway, back to electric car sales. Now, another hurdle that they have to go over, you know, GM and Ford, is that EV adoption, at least in the U.S., is much slower than they expected it to be. Many Americans are reluctant to change from the gas-powered and hybrid vehicles to EVs. You know, hybrid vehicles, at least you have a shot. If you run out of power, you switch over to gas. When you run out of gas, when you run out of power, you better have a generator in the back of your car. Which I don't get either, but whatever. I mean, if you think about it, you don't need a big space for an engine. Why not have a small generator? I don't know, gas-powered? Whatever power, I know you've got to do something here. But a small generator that can kick in at least charge the battery when it gets down to a certain point. What do you think? I always said I don't know why they put generators in the tires to make it happen. GM must deal with Tesla's remarkable, powerful brand, right? In the branding world, and Brand Z's 22 most valuable global brands. I mean, Brand Z is one of those companies that that go out there and see how marketing is going on and who's got the best ideas. The most valuable global brands were Tesla was ranked 29th with a brand value of $76 billion. Right? It's up 78% from the previous year. Now, Toyota, Mercedes, BMW were much lower on the list. GM and its brands were not even present. So Tesla's kicking butt. You know, come on, think about it. Think about what they have to do to make that happen. And they're all over it. That's the thing I love about it. But GM really, truly, and look at they've got some major shareholders that they have to make good with, right? Now, Ford has a huge advantage over GM. It launched the F-150 Lightning. Now, that truck goes back to the heart, whether they realize it or not. That truck goes back to the heart of Henry Ford from a standpoint of Henry wanted his vehicles to be practical. And the Ford 150, the new one, it was Lightning, that will have a generator on board, or that will be able to generate enough electricity to provide power to your home in a power outage. Which, if you think about something, is kind of ridiculous, isn't it? Let me drain the battery to the truck, keep as much electricity as I can going into the house, and then when the truck dies, the house is dead and the truck is dead. Can't go out for anything. Just saying. The F-150, I mean, that has been the pickup truck for decades. No question about it. And now they tacked on this electric version. Now, there are millions of them still on the road. They have a large love base with that truck. Seriously. GM is in the process of spending billions of dollars to become an EV leader. It's not made any progress. You know, catching up is always tough. Extremely tough. A financial advisor is, they're not putting big bucks or they're not giving a whole bunch of kudos to GM. Right? And this is what you want them to do. You want them to look at you and say, okay, this may come back in 10 years. Do you want to wait that long? Right? This is the road we're going. Do you want to wait that long? Seriously. That's what they're supposed to do, whether you want to hear it or not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always love that some of these stories that we do, for instance, like that one. You know, you've got the economy freaks on the left that are basically saying, hey, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. It's all good. And you got the guys in the right going, no, wait a minute. This goes against, just like the biology stuff, this goes against everything we learned in school. Everything. That's why I get such a kick out of it. I'm glad some of them are finally speaking up. Fauci finally came out in conversation and said, we should have had much more stringent restrictions for asymptomatic COVID at the start of the pandemic. Oh, God. Dr. Fauci argued on The Hill's Rising show that there should have been more stringent restrictions for asymptomatic people in 2020. On Monday, Fauci appeared on the program to discuss the approach to the BA5 subvariant of coronavirus. We're going to BA500 soon. Right? The conversation quickly turned to the past approaches to COVID-19 and whether he would have acted differently. If we knew in 2020 what I know now, we would have done a lot differently. Why? Because back then we were not sure of the number of things. Right? Among other things, he also said that there should have been further restrictions on mask requirements. Remember, these are all the guys, the president, him, and others. They said it'd be ridiculous. We wouldn't always need a mask. I was waiting for the day that suits came out with a mask, that outfits for women came out with matching masks. No, really, think about it. You know, 2.5 years later, we know that anywhere from 50 to 60% of the transmission occurred from someone without symptoms. How do we know that? They didn't have symptoms. How do you know where you got it from? I find it all amusing. It's all the new phrase. It's all word salad. They just try to confuse you. Because, you know, they're smarter than you. Don't you know that? Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure. Look, we're going to be here all week. Hopefully you'll join us. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day.